You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. When it comes to opportunities, job opportunities have to rank high on the list. And with the job market finally improving, the opportunities are growing. So how do you approach something like that if you're a job hunter? Or how do you improve your current gig if you're not going anywhere? To answer those questions, we turn to Hallie Crawford. She's a career coach based in Atlanta. Hiya, Hallie.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for joining us. And these are interesting times. The unemployment rate going down. We're seeing more and more employers bringing more people on as the economy improves. And that's a big turnaround from the recession because it means there might indeed be some greener grass on the other side of the fence finally.
I know. It's so exciting because for so many years there, people were just fearful. And, you know, we would have clients call us and say, well, I'd really like to make a move, but I just feel like I should be grateful I have a job at all. And they weren't willing to make a move. And now we're seeing people more optimistic and more willing to take a stand for what they want.
So what should a job hunter keep in mind in an environment like this? That it's possible to trade up or that any move you're going to make is maybe going to be a sideways move?
Well, it could be either. So here's what I always tell people is you can trade up and always focus on, it's kind of like go for the gold, you know, as much as you can. You may have to compromise on certain things, but in these times, people have to compromise a little bit less. What I tell people is even if, let's say, you have to make a lateral move, in some cases people do, as long as it's a step in the right direction towards what you want long term, that's all that matters. People who are transitioning, say, from one industry to another and trying to go for that ideal career for them, they are more able to do that now, again, with the improving economy.
I think in recent years, many people would have been shy about trying to bargain up their salary from a potential new employer to come back and say, well, all right, I like your offer, but can you be a little more aggressive now?
Yes, I think that you can. You do need to do your homework and be realistic. So make sure you do your research, you understand, you know, what the market can bear, especially in your industry and in your location. But I think you can be more aggressive and ask for just a little bit more than you used to be able to. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about people now who aren't looking for another gig, but would like to make their current job a bit better. We've seen in recent years productivity numbers were very high, which means in part that employers were getting more bang for the buck out of their existing workforce, essentially making them work harder and not paying them anymore.
If you right.
If you want to turn that around, do you have any leverage at this point? Is there a way to finally say, hey, I understand things were tough lately, but it's time to show me a little bit of love?
Yes, I think that you can. I mean, think about it this way. It's a lot harder to go out there, find a new employee, train them, et cetera, especially if you've been a hard worker and productive and successful for them in the past. So you absolutely do have leverage. And I always tell people there's kind of a mental game to this, looking in your own backyard, so to speak. People in some ways are still afraid to ask for, you know, that additional opportunity that they want to have. Or some of us discount and say they just assume that it's not going to happen. But you absolutely can. I always encourage people to take more charge of their career and be proactive about this and always ask. People are afraid. Sometimes they assume it won't happen. And honestly, a lot of us, and I can say this because I've done it before too, is they get, frankly, kind of lazy or complacent. And we can't do that.
Is there anything to the idea that some managers will offer you, or rather, will give you a raise if you ask, but if you're sitting around waiting for it to be offered, it's not going to happen?
Exactly. That's the number one problem I see is people tend to expect these things to be handed to them, whether it's salary or whether it's that next opportunity or additional responsibility that you want to have that will take you to the next level in your career. They assume that it's just going to be handed to them. We cannot assume that at all. Regardless of the economy, even though it's better, we still have to ask for what we want and be very proactive about it. Check in with yourself every 6 months. Am I headed in the right direction? What is the next step for my career?
Well, it sounds like you're saying there's opportunities out there, but you also have to make your own opportunities.
You do. I have a problem sometimes when clients call us and they say, well, you know, my job isn't working, and they're frustrated. And I understand that. And in some cases, they're not in the right fit. But too often, they haven't made the job into what they want it to be. They haven't asked the right questions, asked for what they wanted. I have a client who's in Washington State. She's been at her company for 13 years. And frankly, she's bored. She's asked her boss twice this year for additional responsibility and opportunity. Nothing's happened. Last week, she went over his head and talked to her boss's boss, the person who originally hired her, and he is now looking to create a brand new position for her because she made the case, she explained what she wanted, she just got her MBA, and he's going to get back with her in a month to find out and tell her if they can do this.
Boy, talk about stepping up your game, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. And it's scary. I mean, we had to talk about it for an hour for her to feel comfortable, for her to frame her case, discuss, you know, how she wanted to present it. But she did it. And look what happened. And look, even this was kind of her last step for her, is if they don't follow up with this, then she will go somewhere else. But wouldn't it be wonderful if they did?
Note to self, ask Marketplace for raise. Okay, got that down there.
Exactly.
Hallie Crawford is a career coach based in Atlanta. Hallie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
¶¶